With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Arrest of Americans in Russia has become common recently as relations between Moscow and Washington continue to slide. U.S. accusing the government of Vladimir Putin of targeting Americans for political reasons. Russia insists they've broken the law. Analyst Sam Green says Moscow would not have ruled out an exchange of Evan Gershkovich for Russian prisoners, but adds this would not be possible before a verdict in the case.
He's one step closer to being exchanged in that the way the Russian system works, generally speaking, you would expect them to want to get a conviction first and then to arrange an exchange. It strengthens their hand from a bargaining position, but it also sticks to the sort of proceduralism, which oddly for an authoritarian country is actually pretty important to them.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange pleading guilty to a single felony charge for publishing U.S. military secrets, that in a deal with the Justice Department that prosecutors say secures his freedom and concludes a drawn-out legal saga. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports Oklahoma Supreme Court ruling a publicly funded religious charter school is unconstitutional.
The state's high court determined the school board's 3-2 vote last year to approve the application by the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma for the St. Isidore of Seville virtual charter school violates both Oklahoma and U.S. constitutions as well as state law.
Floodwaters breaching levees in Iowa, creating dangerous conditions, prompting evacuations of hundreds of people as the Midwest faces another round of severe storms. President Biden has declared a major disaster area for several counties in Iowa. This is SRN News. It has been a bumpy ride for a pro-female bus tour.
The Independent Women's Forum is driving around the country campaigning to keep men out of women's sports. But transgender activists don't like that message, and rather than protest, they have taken to vandalizing the bus. Obscene graffiti has been scrawled on the vehicle at one stop. Eggs were also thrown. The IWF is fighting the Biden administration's efforts to reinterpret Title IX so as to allow men to compete against women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite a campaign by liberal clergymen and never-Trump Republicans, evangelicals remain committed to the former president as the election draws close. The AP vote cast shows about 8 in 10 white evangelical Christian voters are planning to vote for Mr. Trump. White evangelicals make up 20% of the overall electorate in 2020. This is SRN News. Artificial intelligence giving Wall Street a boost as the NASDAQ and S&P made big gains while the Dow fell almost 300 points. We hear more on the day's activities now from correspondent Seth Sutel in New York.
A rebound for NVIDIA propped up a weakened Wall Street. S&P 500 rose 0.4% Tuesday, nearing the all-time high it set a week earlier. The NASDAQ composite leaped 1.3% for its first gain in 4 days. That strength came even as the majority of stocks on Wall Street fell outside of artificial intelligence winners. The Dow, which doesn't include NVIDIA, fell 299 points. That's about 0.8%. NVIDIA jumped almost 7%. That was its first gain in 4 days. Treasury yields were relatively steady in the bond market. That came after a report showed that consumer confidence was a touch better than expected. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 4.24%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com.